Well, we make kind of a hard turn here, as we say in radio. I don't know what to say exactly to Lydia Kachuk, president of the board of directors of the Ukrainian National Museum. It's one of the great tragedies, I think, that we're living through on this planet. And tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen, but we wish the best, of course, for Ukraine. It impacts all of us. I mean, the planet's gotten smaller and smaller. No matter what, this is terrible, incomprehensible. I don't know if I can find the right words in my vocabulary to describe what I and millions of other people around the world are seeing every day on television. Lydia, welcome to WGN Radio. You've been everywhere in the media for all the wrong reasons. I guess the most important question, which I'll get to in a moment, is what can we in Chicago do? But first off, I know you have family in the Ukraine. How are they?
Well, my family is okay. Most of them live in Western Ukraine, and they're basically involved in medical teams to help the people who have been displaced moving on to the West. And but I do have a family in Kyiv. So my cousin's husband sent them to Western Ukraine. He and his oldest son and his brother-in-law are in Kyiv, and they are in the territorial defense, and they plan to defend their city. They're staying on to defend their city.
What is life there like now? Do they have food? Do they have water? It's awfully cold. I think it snowed yesterday in at least part of the country. What do they have available to them?
So I know that we received requests just last week from Kharkiv, because there were a number of people, like 750, in a sports hall, and they didn't have any water or food. And so someone contacted me from another country, because they got a message, if I have any contacts here that can contact people in Western Ukraine to somehow meet them halfway and bring those items in, and then they would have people coming from Kharkiv to pick them up. And so we were able to do that.
Well, but explain. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm curious. So you heard that supplies were needed. You were able to supply those supplies, so food and water and maybe most importantly medicine, or equally as important anyway, that's all getting through or no?
Well, some of it is getting through. You know, it's just difficult to get through because the territories are occupied. But apparently some items did get through. I don't know how they do it. I don't ask them, because our conversations are always very brief. And, you know, I don't ask because maybe they don't want to talk about their means of transportation.
For your family, how are you communicating? Is internet still available?
So with my family, yes, internet is still available, and I'm able to communicate with them. And I try to at least, in Western Ukraine, I probably have about 40 family members. And so what I do is I try to alternate my calls just to stay in touch with them. Now, with Eastern Ukraine, I basically just text them.
Okay, so I'm glad they're able to answer. Now, you said some of those relatives work in the medical field. I saw that a children's hospital was threatened or maybe perhaps bombed. That was several days ago. Certainly people are getting hurt. How busy are the hospitals? How overwhelmed might be a better question.
Well, they're very overwhelmed. I know that it was a cancer hospital for children, that they have the children in the basements and they're trying to provide care for them. And that's very difficult because they don't have access to everything there. And then just today, then I got a call from a hospital in Lviv. It was a family member, and she said they don't have bed sheets. They don't have sufficient medicines. Is there any way to get that to them? But I haven't had a chance to talk to anyone to see if that's possible. Because I know a lot of aid is going to Poland, and then from Poland, it's coming to Ukraine. But it's just the traffic that delays a lot of it.
Are people,
the traffic of people trying to get up.
Yeah. So do you have family members that have gotten out, by the way?
No, all of my family members are staying.
Are they concerned about children or senior citizens in particular?
Actually, there's only one senior citizen left. The children, you know, so far when I talk to them, they say that they're staying, but who knows, they might change their mind.
Yeah. Getting out is... Go ahead,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Getting out isn't as important to them. They want to stay in their country, and they know that it won't be easy. But so far, none of them have asked me what is the status, you know, refugee status in the United States or anything. So,
well, that's a good question. So the question I would suspect would be, how do you get to the United States? I can't imagine, though I don't know the answer to this, perhaps you do, that the United States wouldn't welcome refugees from Ukraine with open arms. The problem is, as I said, how the heck do they get here?
Well, I think that there are a lot of issues with that. Number one, the United States always has a cap on the number of people coming in, immigrants. So I guess that has to be decided what the number is going to be, and then on a state level. And I'm not aware that that has been decided yet.
I can't imagine. So, I don't know enough about this, but I can't fathom that the United States of America would not welcome anyone from Ukraine here. But the big question to me would be, okay, how do they get here? But if they can get here in some way, I sure as heck would hope that our nation would welcome these folks who are in desperate, awful, terrible situation. I want to talk more about that when we come back. I want to hear about what the museum is and what you can do living in Chicago to help. We have a huge Ukrainian population as well. I'm also curious as to how that all began in the first place. Why Chicago? I'm glad Chicago, Ukrainian village, an entire neighborhood was built upon that. And it's a great part of the city. We'll be right back to talk about this. 148 on WGN, Steve Dale's Other World. And we're talking to Linda Kachuk. She is the president of the board of directors of the Ukrainian National Museum. Lots of text here. Can supplies be airdropped into a location? Well, I don't know if Lydia would know. I don't know that you're a military expert here, Lydia. I know that some of the air locations are being controlled by the Russians. Several people have written that they've heard that the USA is welcoming Ukrainian refugees and extending the same protections as the European nations. I hope that is true. So tell me, Lydia, about, first of all, the Ukrainian National Museum. What is it, and where are you?
So the Ukrainian National Museum is located in Ukrainian Village. It's near Chicago and Oakley, and we're located at 2249 West Superior Street. Our museum was founded in 1952, so this year we celebrate our 70th anniversary. And it was founded after World War II by three displaced scholars. And the reason for them wanting to establish a museum was to preserve the archives and items that would reflect the lives of those who were forced by cruel circumstances to leave their homeland. And this sort of history is repeating itself. People are forced to leave their homeland. Monuments are being destroyed. So our museum has, even today, a very essential role to serve as the ambassador for Ukraine, to advocate, promote information, to preserve our heritage. And we've taken on a media crisis role, actually, too. We usually have about 30 visitors a day. Yesterday we had 196. We were overwhelmed because my staff consists of only three people, and I'm a volunteer. So we had to ask other volunteers to come and help us. The one good thing Putin did was he united the world, or most of the world, I should say, against Russia. And people in Ukraine are helping one another as well. So it's the world is helping Ukraine, and individuals within Ukraine are helping one another.
Do people in Ukraine have any idea that this has become such a huge topic of discussion on radio shows like this one in America, but also simple things like people wearing, I've seen people walking down the street with buttons, they may be of Ukrainian ancestry or not, that say power to Ukraine or those sorts of things. Facebook page, I mean, my personal page, I have I have Ukrainian flag. I'm not Ukrainian, but we support you. Do people there know that? And does it really matter if your house is bombed, you know?
Yes, that's the difficult thing to understand. So when I call my family, I'm supporting them only morally, which is really not a lot. But I always tell them that there are so many Americans and so many people throughout the world that are supporting them. I don't know if it really makes them feel any better, but I continually tell them that. I say, you know, Americans come in, buy, they want to buy a Ukrainian flag. So I try to tell them that continually. They do know that there's a lot of humanitarian aid. They hear about it on the news, so that they do know.
Are they actually getting the aid, which is what we spoke about? You said sometimes it's coming through,
yes.
But if you hear about it on the radio, it doesn't much matter if you're not seeing it.
Exactly. You know, I would hate to say that it's not coming through, because I hear that it is. But, you know, I don't know how they actually decide where to distribute it. I would think that they do have a plan. One of my cousin's sons, when I talked to him and I said that in Kharkiv they need humanitarian aid, he wrote me right back. Four trucks or buses, I don't remember which it was, went through. You know, and again, I didn't ask him how or whatever. It was just, I try to get the message to them.
Lydia Kachuk, go ahead. I'm so sorry. Yes.
Sorry. So in here, you know, people are bringing items. There's a shipping company called Mist Karpaty, and people are bringing items to that shipping company to send it out to Ukraine. And that company is located at 6725 North Belmont. There is a website, uccaillinois.org, that people can donate money to. So there are another site, helpukrainetogether.org, and they list several places where one can donate money. So there are many, many people who are concerned. There are companies that are calling me and saying that they have apartment buildings, or they can donate products or money when people do come here.
So where is the best place? I'm a bit confused. So if I have $5 or $500, where is the best place for me to donate?
I would say uccaillinois.org.
uccaillinois.org?
Illinois.org,
what
yes,
exactly?
Yes.
What exactly is uccaillinois.org?
UCCA stands for Ukrainian Congress Committee of America.
And that would from your perspective, the best place to give. Now, Lydia, as president of the board of directors of Ukrainian National Museum, you're somewhat a student of history. You mentioned what the museum is all about. I know you don't have a crystal ball. Do you have any idea or any view as to how this can be played out?
I think there will be a lot more bloodshed. I think they will move into Western Ukraine because they've occupied all kinds of territories on the south, on the north, to the north of Kyiv. But I think that even though it will be severely damaged, I think Ukraine will withhold it and will remain independent. That's my hope.
And do you feel like Zelensky, Ukrainian president, who has become a world hero of sorts, is worthy of such words? I mean, has he been, to your perspective, and to people who are living in Ukraine? We've talked about it in the United States, but how do people in Ukraine feel?
I think people in Ukraine have also, those who perhaps didn't think he was the best president, they've changed their mind and they think that he's doing everything he possibly can.
I hope his family is safe, you know, so they're targeting. Do you have any idea of his family? I mean, he's obviously there, but has his family left the country?
I don't know then. Then I don't know.
All right. So give that email address one more time as to where people can give, and I hope people do.
UCCAIllinois.org.
UCCAIllinois.org. And that address O-R-G. You gave, yeah, several people have pointed this out. I noticed it too, and I didn't want to say anything, but because several people texted, it can't be North Belmont. It has to be West Belmont Avenue. Because
sorry.
That's okay. Yes. There is no North Belmont. So I understand that. Anything we can do at WGN, please let us know. Not only myself, but anyone here. I'm certain we all feel the same way. We are with you.